That is time for the rural news with Sally Murphy in Otatahi, Christchurch. Kia ora, Sally.
Morena.
Now, the budget, and what did it have for primary industries?
Well, the government is investing $1 billion into the food and fibre sector, but this includes pre-budget announcements. The bulk of the funding, $710 million, was announced earlier this week to tackle agriculture emissions and accelerate carbon sequestration through forestry. But yesterday, the government unlocked another $190 million. $150 million of that is earmarked for new integrated advisory services, supporting innovation and strengthening the animal welfare system. And $40 million is to help transformation in the forestry, wood processing, food and beverage and fishery sectors. Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor says the government sees the primary sector as the bedrock of our future economic security, and he says the funding will help producers adapt practices to meet international customers' requirements.
Yes, indeed. Now, what we're looking at, a working group that is transforming, this is interesting, an old pine plantation into native forest, and it is actually starting to work, is it?
Yeah, the Forest Life Force Restoration Trust bought the 4,000-hectare Maunga Taniwhai Pine Forest in Hawke's Bay back in 2007. Now, the last trees were felled in 2018, and the land's now converting back to native forest. Trust spokesman Pete Shaw says they've made a lot of progress over the last 3 years.
The main thing we've had to learn is just destroy the pines. That's the key factor. Everything else is secondary to that. And it took us quite some time to figure this out. It's not practical to replant. The area is just too big and it would be just so expensive to replant into native. But what we found, luckily, was that if we could just kill the pines off, and that started off manually but evolved into being an aerial spray operation. But providing we got rid of the pines, then we were good to go. The native seed source, some of it was still in the ground, and there's lots of native forest surrounding the area as well, and so we get really nice native regeneration.
Mr. Shaw says controlling the growth of the pine trees by helicopter has been key, and he says the project has been more challenging than he thought it would be, but the outcome will be worth it.
Okay, now you've been taking a look at winemaking in Northland.
Yeah, Northland is one of New Zealand's smallest wine-producing regions, and it's taking a collaborative approach to make sure its wines are hitting the mark for quality. Northland has fewer than 100 hectares of grapes, and its 40 vineyards produce 0.02 of the country's wine. But winemaker Rod McIver from Marsden Estate says while it's a small production region, it's important because they get a lot of tourists, and what they taste in Northland influences what they think of New Zealand wines.
We're all one brand, so we have three workshops a year with viticulture to make sure that everything's up to speed and everyone knows what they're doing, and we do the same thing with the wines. So we're trying to get consistency and lift the profile and the quality of the wines, because it doesn't take too many bad wines to spoil the whole brand. So we do work very closely together, and it's a great group, and part of the reason you do this is it's fun.
When you get together, I would imagine there's a few samplings that take place.
Quality control.
Yeah, it's probably better than a potato tasting.
And you can hear more of Rod McIver's interview with Carol Stiles on Country Life tonight after 9 and tomorrow morning after the 7 o'clock news. And in case you were curious, New Zealand's first grapes were actually planted in Northland at the Stone Store back in 1819. And that's the rural news.